Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the newsroom, I'm Charles Collins. Pope Benedict visited the small town of Vigo yesterday evening, just a short distance away from his vacation spot in Lorenzago. He visited the small church of St. Ursula, which is famous for its frescoes. The Pope, during his visit, commented on their beauty and reminded the pastor that the church cannot just be a museum, but also a place of faith. The Pope also greeted some of the hundreds of people who gathered outside the church to see him. On Tuesday, Pope Benedict met with about 400 priests from the region and answered 10 questions. Among them was a question on the environment.
Via laica, noi tutti vediamo oggi che l'uomo potrebbe distruggere il fondamento della sua esistenza e la sua terra.
He said that everyone can see that today man can destroy the foundation of his existence, the earth, and that we cannot simply do what we want with this earth of ours, with what has been entrusted to us. He also spoke about evolution and creation and said it is not fair that they are often presented as alternatives that exclude each other. Pope Benedict said this clash is an absurdity because on one hand there is much scientific proof in favor of evolution, which appears as a reality that we must see and which also enriches our understanding of life and being as such. But he said this does not answer the great philosophical questions, which include where does everything come from? Today is the Pope's last full day in Lorenzago. He will be leaving for the papal summer residence in Castel Gandolfo tomorrow evening. From there, he will recite the Angelus prayer on Sunday.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.